The true leader, the true leader, a leader true with a heart so bright, a leader true with a heart so bright, guides with compassion through day and night, guides with compassion through day and night. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series, The True Leader. We have been talking about different qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which makes him the most uniquest of all characters, the most uniquest of all leaders. We talked about his integrity, his good character, his conduct with people. We're going to talk about how he wasn't just a leader, but he led by example. Who he was, or what he said, what he intended, his message wasn't just a message. He actually conducted that message as well. He performed that. And for a leader, it's important that what he says, he actually does as well. For a leader to lead by example is such a quality that not only does one earn the respect of his followers, but it also fuels the passion of the follower. So for a person to just take orders of someone, right, he might do it. But if that person giving the order says, I'm going to do it, you do it too. This is leading by example. This gives you passion. And that's why, for example, if we take the verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this verse by saying, indeed Allah, the angels, they send salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, there's an introduction, and then he says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alaihi wasallimu taslima sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Yani, O believers, you send salutations upon him and blessings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, giving you the passion first, that I do it, the angels do it, you should do it. So for a leader, right, for him to just say something and not do it himself, you probably get the job done. But for a leader to say something, do it himself, this is a different level. I'm going to read out some quotes, famous quotes by great scholars, non-Islamic scholars, worldly scholars. A leader leads by example, not by force. There's another quote, the most valuable gift a leader can give is being a good example. Now there's some points why it is important for a leader to be, not to just say something, but also carry out the action himself as well, to do what he is saying. Why is this important? Number one, to convince someone, rather than telling him, is better to show them. It's better to show someone than to convince, than to tell someone. Number two, one can forget a speech quite easily or a conversation that you might have had, but observing something lasts forever. When you observe something, right, it will stay with you for a longer period of time. You might listen to a conversation, or you might read something, or you might forget it. Actually, seeing something, witnessing something, this lasts longer. Number three, one can doubt your words. A person can quite easily doubt what you are saying, but not your actions. When a person sees you doing something, right, it's, you know, you have to see it to believe it.
When you observe it, when you see it, that's when you actually believe that. Number four, bossing those you have authority over brings about hatred. Bossing those you have authority over makes you hate them. You know, various, like let's take a school teacher, right? He might be really strict. He might shout at his students. He might get the homework done. He might get good grades. He might get everything. But because your character, or because you are so harsh over those who are inferior to you in terms of position, that student might respect you in front of your face. But behind closed doors, or when you are not around, behind your back, he has no respect for you at all. He would swear at you. He would disrespect you. He doesn't care about you in seclusion, behind closed doors, or behind your back. So, bossing someone around and just giving orders, right, it brings about hatred. So, great leaders do not just give verbal guidance, but also participate in the struggle with their followers. If you take a leader who kind of campaigns for something, right, and he just makes an announcement but then doesn't follow up, eventually he will be kind of shadowed. Right? He'll be put to the side, he'll be casted to the side. But a leader who actually gives the vision and then carries out the vision, right? He does it himself. He participates in that. He actually succeeds. The Prophet ﷺ was not only a political leader, but also a prophet and a religious leader. So the Prophet ﷺ would deal with politics. He would deal with religion. And it was these two things that he would actually implement himself as well. He would work together. So if, for example, Muslims have been told to pray for a long period of time, right, in the middle of the night, and the Prophet ﷺ led by example, because there was no one I have ever read about whose feet would swell up in Ramadan, right, due to continuous praying in the nights of Ramadan. When he would give charity, we know his generosity, that he would give charity and he would give wholeheartedly. Likewise, every aspect of the religion, the Prophet ﷺ didn't just say it, he would do it. He would actually do it and he show you it done. And likewise, political affairs, he wouldn't just say it, he would actually participate in it as well. The mission he came with, he actually would participate. And this, when the followers would see this, this would bring about more passion. The Prophet ﷺ's life is excellent in every single aspect of life. Now, from the worker to the king, from father to son, from soldier to commander, from prayer to preacher, from worshipping God in seclusion of Ghar Hira, to being pelted by stones in Ta'if, and then from leaving Makkah in the darkness of the night to conquering Makkah in the light of day, from tending a few goats in the mountains of Makkah to guiding thousands of humans in the last Hajj. This example of the Prophet ﷺ in every aspect of life, from his days of infancy all the way up until the last Hajj, and then even up until now, right? Even on the day of judgment, his character is an example for everyone. Subhanallah. In summary, every aspect of his life was example, and his character shines bright as the moon. Now, in the battle of Khandaq, something quite unique happened. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, participated in actually digging the trenches. When we say he led by example in terms of religion, we talked about his prayer. But even politically, in political affairs, or in warfare, he wouldn't just give the command to his soldiers to go and dig trenches. He would actually take part in those activities. So he actually took part in digging the trenches in Khandaq. And when everyone joins in goodness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of mercy. You know, when everyone gets together and does something good, like collectively, Allah opens the doors of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rains His shower of mercy upon the group, the congregation. So when you do something together collectively, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this. So what happened was, in the actual battle of Khandaq, when they were digging the trenches, the companions, there were three of them, they were trying to break down this huge stone. They couldn't break it. It was like a boulder. It was not moving. And it had been around 3 days, consecutive 3 days, no one had ate. In the heat of Arabia, they were digging trenches. You could imagine how lethargic or how difficult that would have been for them. How drained of energy they would have been. And they were digging these trenches and getting ready for battle. And there was this one particular stone which was not breaking, and they put their efforts in, it wasn't moving. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he seen this stone and he seen this scenario, and he takes hold of the mi'wal, the pickaxe, the instrument they were using to break the stone. He actually read Bismillah and he struck the stone, and one third was taken off. Yani one third of the stone, or a quarter of the stone, was broken. A flash of light, a powerful flash of noor, right, flashed from that strike. When he struck, this flash of noor lit up everything. And he says, Allahu Akbar. The Prophet ﷺ says, Allahu Akbar. He says, I have been given the keys of Sham. And by Allah, I could see its red palaces from where I'm stood at this moment. SubhanAllah, this noor that emanated was so powerful. And then he struck again. He struck again, the Prophet ﷺ struck the stone, and again a flash of light. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says, Allahu Akbar, I have been given the keys to Faris, Persia. This is Iraq, Iran. That area of the East. So the Prophet ﷺ, on one strike was given Sham, the other strike was given Persia, Faris. Then he says, upon the third strike, he hit it one more time, flash of light. And he says, Allahu Akbar, I have been given the keys to Yemen. So the Prophet ﷺ participated in the digging of the trenches. And when the leader and the followers participate, Allah showers His blessings upon the nation, upon the congregation. Now, the situation was such that the external situation was not hidden from anyone. The whole of Arabia was threatening the Muslims. The presence of the Jews at that time and the hypocrites at that time was dangerous for the Muslims, inside of Medina even. And even in these most difficult situations, he believed with confidence of his vision and the perseverance of his followers that he would be successful one day. And then the world saw that during the caliphate of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab, he conquered and took over these lands. These nations were conquered by the Muslims eventually, subhanAllah. So the Prophet ﷺ, by him participating, by him being together with his Sahaba, with his followers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened that door of mercy upon them, that they conquered the entire East, from Sham all the way to Persia and then Yemen, subhanAllah. And another example, in the battle of Khandaq, remember, they had not ate for 3 days straight. If you ever experienced this, when you've not ate, your back, you need a counterbalance. So your spinal bone, right, it depends upon your stomach's weight as well to keep it straight. But if your stomach is empty, you actually get back pains. To keep your back straight, right? The companions at that time would tie stones. They would tie stones on their stomach to give the counterbalance, to keep their back straight. And so the companions went up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they went to show the Prophet, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are hungry. We are so hungry that we have tied rocks to our stomachs to keep our back straight." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted up his garment and said, "I have two rocks tied to keep my back straight." And he was leading by example in every aspect of his life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore showered his blessings upon the Prophet and then the companions at that time. There's another narration. Abu Ishaq narrates that a person asked Hazrat Barra, "O Abu Umara, did you leave the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and run away on the day of the Battle of Hunain?" So on the Battle of Hunain, difficult battle for the Muslims. And he asked that, did the Muslims actually run away? What happened? And Hazrat Abu Sufyan bin Harith was holding the bridle of his horse when the polytheists surrounded him. So what happened? The companions or the Muslims, they dispersed. Right? They thought they had lost, they dispersed. And the enemies were showering arrows from many directions. And they kind of retrieved back to their positions. And the Prophet ﷺ, he actually stayed in his position exactly where he was. And what the Prophet ﷺ done was he remained firm in his position. And he came off his horse and he said the following statement. He says, "I am the true Prophet, no doubt about it. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib." Yani, he came down and he showed his strength and his determination in front of his followers. And if you just kind of analyze this, that today, or even in the past, the leaders would send out their army, but would never participate themselves. But the Prophet ﷺ was that supreme leader that in those battles when fighting the oppressors, he would himself go out with the companions and they would collectively struggle together in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like this, there are many examples. It continues where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed this quality of his, where he led by example, a unique quality. And this was one of those characteristics or one of those qualities which made him the best of all leaders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. May He allow us to implement what we do or what we say as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The true leader, a leader true with heart so bright, a leader true with heart so bright, guides with compassion through day and night, guides with compassion through day and night.